Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
.333 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday, and I got news for you. Now, I'm looking at my official temperature here. It's like 60 degrees. We're warming up. It's not as fast as I would like, but it is warming up. And as the weather gets warm, you know what I start thinking about? Start thinking about concerts. Oh, my gosh. These after-hours concerts. Heidi and I have been going for years. We absolutely love them, whether we're going up here in Doswell or down in Chesterfield. My friend Matt Krieger is the guy behind all of that. He brings in, well, I'm going to let him tell you who's coming this season, both north and south. And I'll tell you, you're going to want to get a season ticket or two ASAP. Matt, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Jeff.
Good to hear your voice, my friend. I have been looking at these wonderful emails and your postings on Facebook. I thought when the season was over, you just kind of just kicked back, relaxed. Apparently, you work a lot of hours trying to get these really great acts.
Yeah, Jeff, no question. This is the most important part. We got the Doswell venue, and we have the Chesterfield venue. And between the two, we're trying to put on 30 shows this season.
Jeez. All right. Well, let's start with Chesterfield, because that's I guess it's newer, right? I mean, you've been doing Doswell a little bit longer.
Yes, it's newer. This will be the fourth year. We love Chesterfield. Great venue down there. Our first show to kick off the season this year is Adam Calhoun, Demon Jones, with special guest Dusty Lee and Bubba Sparks, and that'll start June 20th. And we just roll right on through probably until the first week of October.
Wow. Have you got everybody locked in for the season, or are you still thinking, I might be able to bring so-and-so in?
No, we're still booking. Wow. You know, you got perfect timing, Jeff. We just announced Tracy Lawrence Thursday, August 29th for Midlothian down south. So both venues are still in the booking process, and we're just rolling along.
Well, tell me a little bit, because I want to get to Doswell in a second, because you know that's essentially my backyard. But tell me a little bit about, let's say, season tickets. Is it too early for people to think about that?
No, you can buy season tickets right now. Most of the season tickets that are left are general admission, because we've obviously gone on sale with shows in both places.
Right.
There's probably a select few seats in either location that are in that reserved seating that's closest to the stage. Obviously, patrons love those seats, and they love GA, because at both venues, it's a spacious venue. You can bring lawn chairs and blankets and really enjoy yourselves out in the GA section as well.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. There's literally not a bad seat either in Midlothian. River City Sportsplex, right?
Yes, River City Sportsplex. We're glad to be there. Everything worked out, and just a great venue.
And then up here, of course, Meadow Event Park in Doswell. So tell me a little bit about who you got coming up to Doswell. And I have to ask, because you know, my absolute positively favorite, and it's tough because you bring so many great people in, but I'm an Aaron Lewis guy, as you know. Is he coming back?
Yeah. Yeah, well, since you mentioned Aaron Lewis, he'll be down south in Chesterfield, and that's a great show. Aaron Lewis is Friday, August 16th, the American Patriot Tour 2024. And at Roswell, you know, it's our premier venue. It's so large and so great. We boosted the production. We have a huge stage up there, great PA. The sound is amazing. The first show there is May 17th with the man everybody knows, Oliver Anthony. And that show is currently sold out, but we have some huge hitters. August 2nd, we even have Shinedown coming, so it looks like it's going to be a great season.
Oh, my gosh. Now, you said he sold out, but how on earth were you even able to track down Oliver Anthony? I mean, this is the guy with the rich men north of Richmond, and, like, nobody knew him on a Tuesday, allegedly. Wednesday, the song goes viral. The next thing you know, he's had to change his phone number. I mean, also, how did you track him down?
Well, we were on it from the beginning, and it just finally worked out. We're so glad that he signed the dotted line, and everybody's going to be able to enjoy him on May 17th.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Give me a little bit more of the rundown, if you don't mind, because I want people to start hearing some of these big names, because every year Matt Krieger just brings in the best of the best. He just mentioned Aaron Lewis is going to be in Midlothian River City Sportsplex, and I'll certainly be venturing down south for that one, because I love me some Aaron Lewis. But just give me some of the other names, because I want everybody to hear, Matt.
Absolutely. Rolling along on the Doswell schedule, Thursday, June 13th, we have T-Pain. Saturday, June 29th, we have Brantley Gilbert.
Wow.
Shinedown's Friday, August 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
A great show. Saturday, August 10th is Alabama, legendary country band right there. You need to buy your tickets because that one's going to sell fast.
Wow.
Cole Swindell is Saturday, August 17th in Doswell.
Oh my
and we have, obviously, a bunch of shows in Chesterfield, too, that are lined up. So
yeah.
You need to buy your tickets before these shows sell out.
All right. So Matt, what is the best way for folks to get the tickets? And, again, I know people can buy single-show tickets, which are great. I don't want anybody to think they're not. But if you've got the opportunity, and you said you still do, to get some of the season ticket packages, boy, I think that's the way to go.
Well, you know, the GA season pass is just so valuable. Doswell venue, for example, the GA season pass is $359. You know, I said it earlier, between the two venues, we're going to do 30, but we're planning on doing at least 18 in Doswell. So folks can do the math there. That's an incredible value.
Oh, yeah.
But you need to visit our website. We actually have two websites for both venues. The Doswell venue is afterhoursconcertseries.com. The Midlothian venue is Chesterfield. afterhoursconcerts.com.
All right, do me a favor one more time on both of those websites, because I want people to get them, write them down if they're not driving, so that they can get their tickets.
Most certainly. So the Doswell venue, afterhoursconcertseries.com. The Chesterfield venue, chesterfieldafterhoursconcerts.com. And you know what, Jeff? We try to make it as easy as possible. So if you only go to the Doswell venue and view all events, you can actually see all the concerts for both venues.
Sweet. All right. And I'm pretty sure I didn't hear you correctly. I do want to remind everybody, Matt Krieger is joining us. He is the guy behind all of the great After Hours concerts up here in Doswell, down in Midlothian as well. I mean, it's just an amazing season. We're just a few weeks out from it. But did you say $359 for the season GA pass in Doswell?
Yep, $359. Really can't be beat.
For 18 shows?
Yep, we're planning on 18. I wouldn't be surprised if we have more.
Oh, my gosh. All right, people need to go and get that right now. I'm sorry. I can't delay them anymore, Matt. They got to go. They got to get that right now. Well, listen, I always appreciate you being here. And, you know, I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing you out there. I think that you are... you're just doing an amazing job. I've never been to a bad production at either place. They're both great places to see shows. And you just, every year, man, I don't know how you do it, but every year you bring in giants in the industry. And I know come Labor Day or a little bit past that, you're probably exhausted because you got to get this booked. You got to oversee everything. You're in every show, aren't you?
Yes, we're at every show. We really appreciate you coming out there when you get the chance, Jeff. It's just an amazing thing that we do, and we have amazing people that do it with us.
I love it. Thank you, Matt. I will talk to you soon. That is my buddy Matt Krieger. You heard what he said. Up here in Doswell, Meadow Event Park,
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Season pass. The GA season pass is $359. Now that's crazy. I wrote it down while he's saying it. I'm thinking, man, I think he either, had one of those lapses, or he forgot the number, or he wrote, but he said that's right, $359. They got 18 concerts booked as of today. Probably going to be more than that. Could be 20 plus by the time you're done. And that is just outrageous. Some folks reach out and say, Jeff, you know, I'm more of a country fan than a pop fan, or I'm more of a rap guy than a this guy. I don't know if I... Well, here's what you do. Here's what I have found through the years. You get the season pass, and then if you got a friend who says, hey, I really love so-and-so, and you're thinking, well, not really my favorite, you are such a hero when you say, here, you take my season pass for that show. I think that's great. I think it's absolutely great. And Heidi and I really do try and get out to every show up here in Doswell. Aaron Lewis will be a solo. I'm just going to give you the head. Heidi, I don't know what it, I know. I don't know what's wrong with her. Well, I have an idea. I have a list, actually. But I don't want to share that because that would be wrong. And I like sleeping in the big bed. But my point is this. Aaron Lewis is coming to the South Side. He's going to be at the River City Sportsplex. And I didn't get the date on that. But whatever the date is, I will be there. Make no mistake about it. I absolutely just, I love Aaron Flippin' Lewis. I really do. So I have got to go to that concert. Heidi, I know, is going to take a pass. She's not an Aaron Lewis fan, which is okay. I'll find a buddy who is an Aaron Lewis fan. That's okay. No, it's okay. I don't mind that. We got a lot of stuff still to come. I want to remind you, my buddy Carl Carlson's going to be here at 4:33. You know, he joins us every Monday afternoon at 4:33, offers some insight. We talk about some of the issues that are impacting the economy, looking at your retirement, looking at my retirement. He just had me do something, and maybe I'll get into it a little bit, because I don't understand any of it. I wish I did. And then I think, nah, maybe I wish I didn't, right? Ignorance is bliss. So I don't fully understand what it is that Carl does, but he does it, and he does it better than anybody else. And I look at where we are, and I keep saying to Heidi, all right, now remember, our next move is to a city that begins with a T. I mentioned that on the air the other day, and I got all these emails. Jeff, are you going to Toledo? No, not voluntarily, anyway. Topeka? No. Toronto? Nah, too cold. There was a time I probably would have gone to Toronto, but it's just way too cold. No, it's going to be Tampa or Tel Aviv. Those are... One of them is going to be my next stop. That's all I know. And Carl's helping me to get there, which I really, really appreciate. No, I'm not going to Tinseltown. You know where I might go? I might go to Tiny Tim's, which is that great toy store in Ashland, right by the train tracks. It's really pretty cool. I don't know. I'm kind of at a point where I remember what the boys used to love. If the boys had lived here in Ashland when they were little, oh my gosh, we would have been in the center of Ashland like every day to watch the trains. Now, it's an annoyance. I'm trying to drive. But all sorts of weird stuff. My friend John Reed, is he or isn't he? People have been asking, is it Jeff, is he really running for lieutenant governor? Is he not running? I don't really know. I know what he said. He said he had formed a committee, right? Doesn't he have like an exploratory committee? Try and think about it a little bit. I have to ask him if he's taking donations. If he is taking donations, I will be making a donation. I think the world of John. I really do. I think John is just like three of the finest people I've ever met. And that comes obviously because his mom, Judy, and his dad, Jack, amazing, wonderful people. And they raised a pretty decent son, I would say. So I don't know. I know 1,000 years ago, when I was offered the Libertarian Party nomination for lieutenant governor in Massachusetts, before I turned it down, before I accepted it, I said, well, I want to travel the state. I want to talk to people. And there were a lot of very good issues. A lot of very good issues. And I decided, at least for me, I was more valuable, could make more of an impact, and I remained on the air, you know, and doing mornings at WRKO. So that was where I stayed. Now, John may come up with a different solution. I don't know. It would indicate to me, though, that Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, who I love, has probably kind of sort of made it official she's running for governor, right? Because I don't think John would challenge a sitting Republican lieutenant governor, particularly someone as brilliant and as talented as Winsome Sears. So that says to me, hey, maybe that's the buzz. Now, what about Jason Meares? Jason Meares is also apparently looking at a run for governor. And I think the world of both of those. I really do. My God, I couldn't come up with two finer people in public service, exempting and accepting the current governor. So it's going to be a fascinating thing. You got to make sure that you tune in to John first thing in the morning, 6 a.m. I know he'll be talking about it more. Quick reminder about our Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. And just one other quick reminder that I would like you to pay attention to. I'm going to talk a little bit about these comments from Mike Rowe. Mike Rowe, you know, who has done so many things on his show, Dirty Jobs. But Mike Rowe, off stage, off camera, has made it very clear. He believes in technical education, right? Vocational education. We've been told now for a couple of decades, oh, you don't want to work with your hands. Don't work with your hands. And I think it's appalling. I really do. I think it's absolutely positively appalling how we have minimized the blessings that some people have when it comes to making things and fixing things. And Mike Rowe is with me on this. He's got a slightly bigger platform, but man, we are both laser beam focused on this. I hate the fact that there are people who have demeaned others who are able to make things or fix things. Because I tell you what I'm not looking for. If my car's not running, I really don't need someone who has a PhD in medieval French architecture. I'm not minimizing their knowledge, but I'm just telling you, the chance of me needing someone like that is somewhere between slim and zero. If my drain is not working, I don't think that I need to do a worldwide search for someone who has a postdoctoral education in ancient basket weaving techniques. I just don't think so. I think in each case, I need a person who knows how to fix that. And they're a hell of a lot more valuable on a regular basis than any of the other folks that I just mentioned. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.